Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues of fire appeared to them and rested on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astounded, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." As you hear the words of Scripture, let's remember to be praying the prayer, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." What is it that God is speaking to you in these passages? As I read this familiar passage, what I noticed is that when the Holy Spirit is poured out, He helps us to communicate. The first thing that happens is they have the tongues of fire, but the first real change that happens among the believers is that they are able to speak in a way that others hear and understand. They hear it in their own language and they receive it in their heart. The answer to all of our communication issues is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in our lives. The specific thing that they were communicating was the mighty works of God. When the Holy Spirit is poured out, we have a supernatural aid in talking about God. He helps give us the language and the tone of voice to communicate truth to people in a way that they can get it. Wouldn't that be amazing to speak to your neighbor about God in their own language? To speak to your mom or your dad about God in a language they could get? We need the Holy Spirit to be able to speak about God to our teenage son or daughter, to our spouse, to the young people in our church, to the old people in our church, to a secular society, to your atheist coworker. When the Holy Spirit fills us, we don't just want to talk about God, but we are given the ability to speak about God in a way that others can get it. This is like the opposite of the Tower of Babel. They were speaking in a language that everyone understood, and they were making progress in a direction that God didn't want them to go, so He confused their language. And in Acts 2, we have the opposite. They don't have the same language, but they're going in a direction that God wants them to go, bringing the good news to all nations, and He jumps the language barrier and allows them to communicate. Some have concluded that the outpouring of the Spirit in Acts 2 means that we should all speak in tongues. The important thing is not that we pronounce words in a native language, but that we speak in a way that others hear. The Holy Spirit wants to empower healing and life-giving communication in our churches, in our homes, in our marriages, in the tough conversations that we all need to have. What a gift the Holy Spirit offers us by allowing us to communicate in a way that others hear in their own language and receive in their hearts.
Speak, Lord, is a resource of the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com. Speak, Lord, your servants are listening.